Greetings. My name is Joel Hurley, and I thank you for watching today's Lenten prayer video. It's nice to be with you today. I want to reflect on loving others. Not just loving family members and those who are close to us, but also what it means to love God and to love our neighbors. During this time together, I ask that you think about how you demonstrate love and toward whom do you show love? I want to start with some scripture readings. This is from Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. In Matthew 22, verses 36 through 39, Jesus was asked, Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus then replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And from John 13, Jesus teaches us, A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And Paul describes love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, never fails. Now, I recently heard a comment that I liked, and it went like this. Never blow out another person's candle to make yours shine brighter. I like that. For me, when I think of how I've demonstrated love in the past, I think of some things I've done for others. Often they seem to be little things to help make someone else's life a little easier. I also think of times when I've been kind or when I've tried to not show anger after having my feelings hurt. Some of you know I spent a lot of time doing things for this church, but in my heart, I hope it shows that I'm trying to do these things for God and not just for our church family or for self-fulfillment. I hope I'm doing things in ways that reflect my love for God. The older I get, the more I look for ways to care for others, too, especially my neighbors who I live near or around my home. Lately, I've done a lot of snow blowing in my neighborhood. It's not unusual for me to help my neighbors with one of their projects and to loan them ladders and other tools. And I'm not telling you this to attempt to make my candle look a little brighter, but again, to express my love to them and for them, and especially my love for God. So let me ask you, how might we, you and I, find new ways of loving others? How might we show more compassion? How might we be more helpful? More recently, we have entered a time when hurtful speech, even hateful speech, has become more common. And I'm sure you've seen on social media where it's chock full of examples of this. We need to practice what Jesus and the scriptures teach us about loving each other, and about loving God. Personally, I need to be more gentle. I need to listen more and I need to talk less. I need to forgive more and ask for more forgiveness. And I need to tell all of you I love you. Let's pray. Loving and faithful God, thank you for this time we share with each other. Soften our hearts. And soften not only what we say, but also the ways we communicate with each other. We ask you to interrupt our thoughts, to give us loving words of kindness and gentleness, and that you'll take away from us words of anger, hurtfulness, hatefulness, bitterness, or lacking truth. Be with us going forward, continually reminding us of your love and how pleasing it is to you when we share this love by sharing it with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.